This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. After months of increases, Metro Denver home prices have gone down slightly. New data from S&P Dow Jones shows house prices dropped 0.1% between May and June. That follows a national trend of slowing prices in other places. The drop this summer does little to counter Denver Metro home price increases overall. They're up about 19% this year. Colorado's largest school district reached an agreement with its teachers' union today. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Denver Public Schools' three-year deal includes an 8.7% pay raise, a starting salary of about $50,000, and a lot more time during the school day for planning. The district and union will continue to collaborate on ways to address class sizes and caseloads. There will be a new committee to discuss racial equity and hiring more teachers of color. Union members and the Denver School Board still need to approve the deal. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs artist Jason Allen took home first place in the Colorado State Fair Digital Arts Contest, but the winning piece, which looks hand-painted and resembles a scene out of a space opera, wasn't actually made by Allen. It was made by artificial intelligence software called Midjourney, using prompts Allen provided. His victory has provoked backlash from other digital artists online who oppose AI entries in art contests. And the Denver Broncos have penned a new contract extension with franchise quarterback Russell Wilson. Wilson is in his first season with the Broncos. On Wednesday, he signed for five additional years to play in Denver through the 2028 season. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 3:06.